Yes, we're absolutely delighted. I mean, these Leinster Champs wins don't come around very often at senior hurling level. And just thrilled we haven't been in a final since 2009, and that was our last win as well. So that's a good while, like, and it's fantastic to get there.
So, yeah, obviously, look, a big margin of victory for you guys today against the Dublin South Schools, but you really kind of grabbed the game by the scruff of the neck there. And was that part of the game plan to really kind of explode out of the blocks then and not let them get a chance to get in the game?
Well, yeah, that's the way it transpired. And obviously, we were hoping to do something like that, but it's not always that the plan comes together. Like, but that's what did happen. We got a good start, and a steady start. You know, we kept the pressure on them and taking the points over. We kind of got out to 9 points, and it seemed to stay at 9 points with they getting the odd score and we getting it. They were more efficient in scoring in the first half than we were. You know what I mean? They were using every. They didn't get as many chances, I thought, as we did, but they used them very well. And they could have, you know, had two goals easily in the first half, which would have, you know, had no hurdle ahead at half time, I think 8 or 9. So that would have made a big difference.
Yeah, that's it. It was a handsome victory, I suppose, in the end, but you did need Michael Kerwin to stand up there in the first half at times.
Yes. Absolutely, we did. And Curran did very well, Mikey. But sure, that's what he's there for, and that's what he does the work and training for as well. Like, and we're delighted, and we have, you know, we've actually three very good goalies on the panel. We're blessed that way. And Mikey did a great job today.
And now he's a Leinster champion as well. And listen, yeah. Danny Glennon will grab the headlines because of his goal today, but there were brilliant performers really all over the field. Killian Brennan of Feathered, he really caught my eye, at least.
Killian Bourne.
Sorry, yes.
Yeah, Killian, yeah, and he has been outstanding up to this point all year for us, you know, and he's probably the youngest player starting on the team, and he was super. Like, he had a tough enough job there at times. He was dealing with three defenders a lot of the time, and I think he gave them a nightmare.
He certainly did, and he's a Leinster champion now as well. And to today, you had to do it the hard way, really, having to get past Peters in a kind of a rivalry clash there. That was really the start of your big kind of move to this championship. And, you know, that was a brilliant victory over the rivals there as well.
Oh, it was, yeah. Like, Peters, we drew with Kieran's in a group game earlier, just before Christmas. And then, like, our closest match and our most difficult match by far has been Peters. You know, a crossbar saved us against Peters. They could easily have won that game. And we needed a draw in that game to come through. But I think if they had hit the ball under the crossbar, I think there was only going to be one winner, and it wasn't the council that day. You know, so even though we're in a comfortable position, maybe with 10, 11 minutes to go, they gave us heart attacks, like, there near the end. And they could well have gone the other way. Like, they could be in against Dublin today very easily. That's all it was a crossbar, really. Thank God, like, the crossbar was on our side.
Yeah, sometimes you have to ride your luck in championship wins like this, don't you?
Yeah, well, that's it, yeah. There's always games when things don't go well. And if you can come out of those games, you know, kind of you feel that much better about your campaign.
Certainly do. And listen, it's all paid off in the end there, and brilliant to see so many clubs represented on the Good Counsel team as well. You know, obviously the kind of the more usual ones in Feathered and Horsewood and that, but right the way up to Davidstown, you know, there was a real spread across not only Wexford, but in, you know, obviously Kilkenny and Carlow as well.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I suppose that's the catchment area, and I suppose lads come into Good Counsel, be straight and honest about it, they come in to wear the Good Counsel jersey, and like, in football or hurling, and that's something that, you know, I personally take pride in anyway, and we all do. I think a lot of the teachers working with them, there's a huge amount of work done in school on both the hurling and the football teams, and I think a lot of clubs benefit from the work that's done in schools in the development of the players. Like,
sure, yeah,
and indeed county teams do as well. Like, you know, I mean, I think county teams should kind of give us more credit and more scope to develop the players, like, because sometimes there's clashes with county managers and stuff like that in terms of availability for training. And I understand we all get frustrated when we can't get our players, but school hurling is just special. I've been involved in this, even playing back 100 years ago. Like, it's just special because you come into school, you happen to be sitting beside this fella, and you end up hurling together right through school, and that's a very special thing. It's not maybe the same as a club, but it's not that far off it either.
Yeah, and then interesting that these lads will probably come up against each other when Wexford and Kilkenny play at that age grade as well.
100%, yeah, they do. And they'd be friends of Good Counsel, but they'd be, it's like there's an ad going around there about if it's given now. It's the same thing, really. You know what I mean? they are friends, but they could be hitting each other fair shots tonight when they go out for their counties.
That's it, and we wouldn't expect anything less either. And listen,
no, that's the game we love, sure.
Absolutely, yeah. And like you say, you know, Fitzgibbon is kind of what these guys will turn their attentions to now, but they'll have to enjoy this one first, and I guess, you know...
It is an achievement, and you have to enjoy the achievement, and like, it's a memory, and you know what I mean? You can't just walk away and leave it there. You have to enjoy this, and we've 2 weeks to the semi-final now, and you know, we've plenty of time to get ready for that. And that will be probably another step up, you know, in terms of the hill is getting steeper all the time. But we're fit for it, like.
Absolutely. And listen, it's a fourth title overall, 95, 97, yep. 2009, and now the 2022 team. And those lads will go down in history now.
Well, yeah, they are. Like, I suppose there was an awful lot of past pupils at the match there today, and probably brought back memories for them. And that's what it is, like, that's what school turning is, like, they, you know, those guys there today, maybe 40, 50 maybe, get near it and be thrilled for the school winning again. Now that's, I think that's fantastic, like.